September 20th through the 26th. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 106 through 108. To Have the Heavens Opened. Elder Ulysses Soares taught, quote, "We need to abide in the Savior. Immersing ourselves in the Scriptures, rejoicing in them, learning His doctrine, and striving to live the way He lived." End quote. From How Can I Understand? Ensigner Leah Hona, May 2019. As you immerse yourself in Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 106 through 108, record ways you can strive to live the truths you discover. At first glance, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107 might seem to be only about organizing priesthood offices into a leadership structure for the Lord's Church. Indeed, by the time this revelation was published, church membership was already outgrowing the capacity of the few leaders it had in place. So outlining the roles and responsibilities of the First Presidency, the Quorum of the Twelve, the 70, bishops, and Quorum Presidencies was surely needed and helpful. But there's so much more to the divine instruction in Section 107 than just how to organize priesthood offices and quorums. Here the Lord teaches us about an ancient priesthood order that was instituted in the days of Adam. See verse 41. Its purpose from the beginning has been to make it possible for God's children, including you, to receive the saving ordinances of the gospel and enjoy, quote, all the spiritual blessings of the church, to have the privilege of receiving the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, and to have the heavens opened unto them, end quote. See verses 18 through 19. See Restoring the Ancient Order from Revelations in Context, pages 208 through 212. Ideas for personal scripture study. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 106 and Section 108. The Lord instructs, encourages, and supports those He calls to serve. In Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 106 and 108, the Lord gave counsel and promises to two members who were called to serve in the church. What phrases in these revelations offer encouragement and insights about your own service in God's kingdom? Here are two to consider. How have you received grace and assurance to be able to stand? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 106, verse 8. How can you be more careful henceforth in observing your vows or covenants? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 108, verse 3. What other phrases from Sections 106 and 108 are meaningful to you? See also Russell M. Nelson, Ministering with the Power and Authority of God, Ensigner Leah Hona, May 2018. Warren Cowdery, From Revelations in Context, pages 219 through 223. Wrought upon to seek a revelation, From Revelations in Context, pages 224 through 228. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107. The Lord leads His church through priesthood authority. As you have studied the restoration of the gospel, you probably noticed that the Lord doesn't usually explain a doctrine fully in one revelation. Instead, He reveals things line upon line. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 98, verse 12, when circumstances require it. Although the Lord had previously given instruction about the priesthood as early as 1829, see, for example, Sections 20 and 84, He gave additional instruction to the saints in 1835 about specific priesthood offices needed to govern and guide His growing flock. As you read about the following priesthood offices, consider how you can uphold those serving in these callings by your confidence, faith, and prayers. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, verse 22. The First Presidency and President of the Church. See verses 9, 21 through 22, 65 through 66, and 91 through 92. The 12 Apostles. See verses 23 through 24, 33 through 35, 38, and 58. The 70. See verses 25 through 26, 34, 93 through 97. Bishops. See verses 13 through 17, 68 through 76, 87 through 88. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, verses 1 through 20. Priesthood ordinances provide spiritual and temporal blessings to all of Heavenly Father's children. Elder Neil L. Anderson taught, quote, "The priesthood is the power and authority of God given for the salvation and blessing of all, men, women, and children. As we are worthy, the ordinances of the priesthood enrich our lives on earth and prepare us for the magnificent promises of the world ahead. End quote. From Power in the Priesthood, Ensigner Leah Hona, November 2013. As you read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, verses 1 through 20, see especially verses 18 through 20, and the rest of Elder Anderson's message, consider recording impressions you receive about how God's power enriches your life on earth and prepares you for eternity. What are you doing to more fully receive and help others receive those blessings? See also Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 19 through 27. Dallin H. Oaks, The Keys and Authority of the Priesthood, Ensigner Leah Hona, May 2014. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, verses 41 through 57. The priesthood blesses families. Adam wanted his posterity to be blessed by the priesthood. What promises did he receive? See verses 42 and 55. As you read about what Adam did, consider your own desires for your family to enjoy the blessings of the priesthood. What are you inspired to do to help your family receive these blessings? Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Home Evening. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 106, Verse 6. What can our family do to cause joy in heaven? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, Verse 22. What are we doing to uphold our leaders by confidence, faith, and prayer? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, Verses 27 through 31 and 85. The principles that guide the councils of the church can also help us counsel together as a family. What principles in these verses can we apply to our family councils? See M. Russell Ballard, Family Councils, Ensigner Leah Hona, May 2016. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, verses 99 through 100. Give a family member written instructions for a household task and invite him or her to choose how to do the task. Diligently, slothfully, or without reading the instructions. Let the rest of the family watch him or her do the task and guess which approach the family member chose. Then let other family members have a turn. Why does the Lord need us to both learn our duties and do them with all diligence? See Becky Craven, Careful versus Casual, Ensigner Leah Hona, May 2019. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 108, Verse 7. How can we strengthen each other in our conversations, in our prayers, in our exhortations or encouragement, in all our doings? You might choose one of these to work on as a family. For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline and Come Follow Me for primary. Suggested song, We Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Hymns number 22. Improving Personal Study. Record Impressions. When spiritual impressions or insights come to you, record them. As you do, you show the Lord that you value His direction. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 12 and 30.